poll, majority oppose local authorities in sanctuary cities blocking criminal deportations. By Hannah Knudsen on July 29, 2025. A majority opposed local authorities or sanctuary cities attempting to block the deportations of criminal illegal immigrants, a recent Harvard-Harris survey revealed. The survey, taken July 6 to 8, 2025, asked respondents if they favor or oppose allowing some cities and towns to block the deportation of convicted criminals. Overall, 65% said they opposed localities blocking the deportation of convicted criminals, compared to 35% who support it. Notably, a majority across party lines, 72% of Republicans, 69% of Independents, and 52% of Democrats, oppose localities having this power. However, 48% of Democrats still favor it. The survey also asked if the state and local police should cooperate with Immigration and Customs Police or not cooperate with them. And across the board, 70% said they should cooperate. Just 30% said they should not. A whopping 91% of Republicans agree they should cooperate, alongside 66% of Independents and even 51% of Democrats. However, 49% of Democrats still said they should not cooperate. This coincides with the reality that 67% believe the Biden administration's open border policies were deliberate in nature. The survey's margin of error is 2.2% and comes as the Trump administration makes clear it is not going to allow sanctuary cities to stand in its way of protecting the American people. When asked about the prospect of Democratic socialist Zohran Mamdani, possibly the next mayor of New York City, promising not to cooperate in the illegal immigrant deportation effort, Trump orders our Tom home and said, "We're gonna be in New York City," and President Trump said it's a rescale. "We're going double down on, triple down on sanctuary cities. Why? Not because they're a blue city or blue state," he explained. "Because we know that's where the problem is. We know they're releasing public safety threats and national security threats to the streets every day, because they don't honor our detainer. We know that. We don't have that problem like in Florida, where every sheriff in the state's working with us," Homan continued. "So I've said it before. We'll flood the zone in sanctuary cities. If they don't let us arrest the bad guy in the county jail, they're going to arrest them in the community. We're going to arrest them at a work site. So we're going to increase community operation," he said, adding that they are going to increase worksite enforcement operation as well. "We're going to get the bad guys," Homan vowed. "So they don't want to help, get out of the way. We're coming to do it."